So we've worked systematically through digital text options. Again, creating your own text and scanning your own text. We talked about how those can really provide great ways to customize and use what you have, yet they have limitations as being time intensive and labor intensive. We talked about the benefits of digital text on the internet, that they're widely available, oftentimes available for free. And we talked about limitations there, that sometimes we can't find the content we need, such as textbooks. We just looked at digital text and consumer formats and the social inclusion factor, as well as some of the wide availability benefits and the associated limitations on accessibility. Additionally, we have this really fantastic set of resources, which we'll call digital text repositories. Now, this is fairly new in a lot of ways, but it dates back to the organization supporting individuals who were blind and the storage and systematic sharing of audiobooks, you know, books on tape, and also books put into Braille formats. And so we have that as a heritage. The new tools have these large amount of texts, and they can be obtained quickly because they're in a digital format, and those are huge benefits. And a lot of these repositories are free for individuals who qualify, or at a very low cost, or a subsidized cost. Now, there's also limitations in that there can be some bureaucracy involved with signing up for these systems, which can provide a barrier. And oftentimes, the formats can have limited access to text, to photos and multimedia.